ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Life 100 years ago looked very different. The concept of a career was pretty different to what it is now. A lot of the time, you'd be born into a family business, grow up learning the trade and pass it on. And that's actually how a lot of us got our surnames: Baker, Miller, Cooper, Taylor, etc. So the concept of following mum and dad into business isn't a new one. But recently, a lot of people who do that in more high-profile industries have started attracting the term Nepo Baby. And in the case of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, the apple didn't fall far from the tree, with his daughter Apple Martin choosing to follow her famous dad into music. And I would say, pardon the pun, but honestly, Chris and Gwyneth chose that fate for themselves when they chose that name. Anyway, Apple recently did a gig in Nashville and someone filmed her set on their mobile phone. Here's a bit of it. So that clip was posted to social media. The audio is a bit distorted. Yeah, it was filmed on a phone, but people have been pretty mean in the comments. So is this an example of privilege and nepotism, or is Apple just following a time-honoured tradition of inheriting the family trade? With me is Dan Woodman. He joins me fortnightly for Social Studies. Dan Woodman, was your dad some kind of lumberjack?
Yes, that's right. So I'm a woodman because going way back, we were chopping down wood. And as I imagine, someone in your family would have been making some clothes.
I guess
could have,
so,
you know, swapped some firewood for an outfit.
Exactly. We could have bartered together. Does that make your great-great-great-grandfather a Nepo baby?
Probably not. So the term Nepo baby is our latest riff on the term nepotism that you've talked about. So that giving an opportunity to a family member who doesn't deserve it. The term nepotism goes way back. So in the Catholic Church in Italy, in the Middle Ages, the term nepotism comes from the Italian word for nephews, and it was because of popes giving cushy roles to family members, basically. But it does have to tie into this idea of a cushy, I guess, special or rare role in society that is undeserved. So we don't really use the term Nepo baby if someone follows their mum into social work when it's an area that we desperately need people. The bar to entry isn't nearly as high. It's more like something like Hollywood or in the case of Apple, where there's a hell of a lot of people who probably have some skills, and getting the opportunities to take those skills to a big audience is really rare. So it's when the connections come in that kind of situation that we use the term Nepo baby.
Okay, so there's a slightly higher bar here, but we have had a bit of a shift in a number of us who follow our parents into work than we would have had not even hundreds of years ago, but in the last century.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it's only a few percent of young people who now end up in the same job as their parents. If we kind of take a broader lens of whether you end up in a similar socioeconomic position, it's much higher than that. But one of the reasons people don't end up doing the exact job is because, you know, there's just not so much call for a woodman in 21st century Australia or tailors, to be honest, because that, you know, that work has partly moved to other parts of the world and been automated. So our economy's changed, technology has changed, lots of new jobs exist. So, you know, social media user experience consultant isn't a job that anyone's following their mum or great grandmum into, you know.
When did we start to see this cultural shift of choosing your own path?
Yeah, so if you go back to the 19th century before, the idea of, you know, finding out what your personal interests and likes were, like career counselling was definitely not a thing. It was you kind of had your place in the world ascribed to you largely, whether it was higher up the hierarchy or lower. But now, yeah, there is this changing world of work, but also this sense of career choice and career counselling and all these things. So there's lots of influences on what we're we end up being interested in doing and what we do from our school, our friends, the broader culture we're part of. Family does still play somewhat of a role. So I'm not a Nepo baby, I don't think, but both my parents were school teachers, and then my father, who started off as the PE teacher, went into sports coaching, sports administration. And I actually, that was the first thing I was enrolled to do after high school. But then I worked out, you know, through school influences and other things that probably my interest was more broadly in how groups work. And then I started doing psychology at university because, like, that's how you think about how people function well. Then I stumbled across this thing called sociology, which was much more about how the world shapes how we function together as groups. And then 25 years later, here I am on Life Matters.
as our favourite social studies teacher. So what I'm hearing there is there's a little bit of, like, a family culture. There's a little bit of socioeconomic driver here, and surely there's got to be at least a little bit of a genetic factor. Like, if someone's really skilled in a particular area, is that not likely to be passed down a bit?
Absolutely, there's a genetic component to what we do. You know, you maybe think something like modeling, it might not be so surprising if someone who's mother and father were both very, very good looking runway models, that they might head in that direction. But you know what we're looking for in different entertainment and professions, and even the look for the latest model changes over time. The question isn't so much whether people have some ability, whether that's through hard work or from genetics, but do people who might be even better prepared or have better skills in that area miss out on the opportunities because of the way that these networks might shape options for some people more than others?
Why do we love to tear people down when it feels like maybe they've gotten their success in part because of their mum and dad?
I think one of the reasons we do talk about Nepo babies or nepotism and whether opportunities are really deserved is that this idea of a meritocracy is relatively new. As we've talked about, for a lot of human history, that idea that you weren't just born into your place in the world didn't exist. And it is pretty fragile, and the line can be blurry. So I think we're all aware that networks and some luck and who you know and what your parents might have been able to teach you about that kind of hidden dimension of how you find opportunities does shape people's lives. And that's really across the board. And I think one of the reasons we like to talk about Nepo babies is we're grappling with this as a society. It's like, where is the line, and how in our changing world might we make sure that if people deserve it, they do get the opportunity?
Professor Dan Woodman, thank you so much for joining me. Dan is a sociologist at the University of Melbourne. He joins me fortnightly for a chat that we call Social Studies.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.